This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
I'm joyful and fun.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2.
That's cool, man!
On 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Maybe the night that my tears might let me know all the stars.
Welcome back to the Michael K. Show. If you watched the Yankee game last night on Yes, you saw a man in complete control on the mound. Gerrit Cole was just filthy. I mean, filthy. 13 strikeouts, no walks, 7 shutout innings, and he's nice enough to give us some time right now on the show. Gerrit, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. My question to you to start off, Gerrit, when you're that dominant, are you feeling that dominant? Do you feel it right away? Do you know this is a day when I've got really, really good stuff?
Not always. Sometimes the first inning can be a bit unpredictable. I think yesterday was a pretty good example of that. But I certainly felt like I could do my job. I felt like we were in a good place early, and we just needed to make a few better pitches.
Does it always translate from the bullpen to the game, like where you just know you have great stuff, or do you have to kind of progress in the game to realize it?
The bullpen is kind of irrelevant, to be honest. So many different stadiums have different bullpens than the mounds, and the feel is different. And I always try to avoid getting too honed in the bullpen. I want to make sure I use the first 8 warm-up pitches to get settled, and obviously need to physically be prepared to pitch, but so get the heart rate up and everything. But I don't pay too much to execution really down in the bullpen.
Gerrit, I got to tell you, and this might make you feel uncomfortable, I love watching you pitch. I hate not working the game on Yes if I know you're pitching. And I just think it's a clinic on pitching. Do you enjoy pitching as much as I enjoy watching you pitch?
Thank you very much. It always feels good to hear compliments like that. So I appreciate it. And hopefully I do. I enjoy it quite a bit. Especially, on a night like last night, it's about 68, 67 degrees, nice temperature, Yankee Stadium, clear sky. It doesn't get much better than that, I'll tell you that.
Now, presumably, Gerrit, you grew up watching, these studs, guys who went up there and pitched 8-9 innings, threw 100 pitches or more. And those are the guys you emulated. And just yesterday, my co-host and good friend Don LaGreca, who's sitting right here, went off. He lost his mind because Jacob deGrom was pulled after 77 pitches on his first outing of the year. Do you get frustrated as a fan of the game seeing pitchers not having to do sort of the same thing that you grew up watching? What's your feeling on the sort of innings limits that we're seeing now?
To be honest, it's all in the name of good health. So, I don't think there's quite a lot of malicious intent or any intent to tick off your coworker. But I think that the game is different as opposed to 10 years ago. Certainly, the pitchers that I grew up idolizing. But at the same time, I think every player should, try to strive to be the best that they possibly can and continue to push themselves. And will we see the 142 pitch no-hitter from Edwin Jackson probably in the next 20 years? We probably won't see a pitch count like that or anything close. But I think there are other aspects of pitching that bring me equal amount of joy. I think, specifically you mentioned DeGrom. I mean, we talked about Maddox's command. Well, he had a pretty wide plate and maybe a little bit of a batter's box to work with. What we're working with is quite a bit tighter, and Jacob can fire, 100-odd pitches and live within 5 or 6 inches the entire night. I've seen him do it. So I'd love to see him throw 140 of those, but I'll still take the 100, and I'll take the 77, I guess, in April if it means he's going to still pitch in September.
Now, one thing that I've noticed from you in the first two games, Garrett, is you've really employed the changeup a lot. Was that a game plan of yours during the offseason coming into this season, or did you just feel, you know what, I've got a really good feel on this pitch, I'm going to throw it more?
Yeah, I spoke a little bit about that last night. I think Andy asked me a question in the Zoom room. And I had had games where it had been really productive for whatever reason in the past. And I think as I started to learn what my strengths were, it wasn't always a logical choice. And over the course maybe of the last year or so and pandemic baseball and whatnot, I'm getting paid to deliver here. So, we're not out there in 60 games really trying to mess around. And if we need to, throw a pitch in the zone that, somebody's not expecting, that may give us a better opportunity to have success on that pitch than, pitching predictably. And I thought that I learned some things from having to force that, into the equation. And, I just has progressed through spring, quality-wise, execution-wise, and then opportunities present itself, and I think we're always just trying to evolve and be forward-thinking. So that's kind of the reason for the incorporation of it, and I expect it to. I expect it to just continue to evolve as the season goes along.
The one thing you haven't had a chance to do is pitch at Yankee Stadium with 50,000 people rooting for you. Have you thought about what that's going to be like when this pandemic's over?
I have, and I'm looking forward to it.
Now,
because you had them rooting against you, now to have them rooting for you, that's going to be a much different experience.
There's a silver lining in rooting against it. Maybe we all don't think that way, but I expected the hostile environment when I stepped out of the dugout, and I certainly wasn't disappointed. So.
We're talking with Garrett Cole, Yankee ace, here on the Michael Kay Show. I've been around this team for 35 years, Garrett, and seen free agents come and go. And it seems like you have really embraced your responsibility as the ace of this staff. You have not shied away from it. You seem like you enjoy the back and forth with the media, and you want to talk pitching, and you break it down for people. Do you feel that that is your responsibility because you're such a high-profile player on the Yankees?
Well, I guess I never really thought of – maybe that question is more like I've always thought it has been my responsibility since the beginning, and maybe it's just getting more attention now. Mm-hmm. I really haven't quite, changed. So, and if somebody, I love talking about it, and I love sharing, and so if any, and I'm a curious person, so I understand if somebody wants to ask questions because they're curious. I'm in a position now where I've pitched for a while that I have some answers, but not all of them, or at least some experiences that I could share, and I've always thought that that's part of your job, and I think it's just. It's just kind of getting a little magnified now that I'm in New York, so.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Now, Garrett, I don't know if you saw the other night that some of your former teammates in Houston had a rough night in Anaheim. Fans threw a trash can over the wall in the outfield. And Yankees fans definitely have strong emotions about what happened with the Astros. Have you thought about what it might be like, Astros, Yankees at Yankee Stadium with the fan base here and sort of an uncomfortable situation for your former team?
Yeah, I actually have thought about it. But I don't know if I formalized any public thoughts at this point. I will say that I think, you know, there are a lot of emotions, you know, in this industry in general, and the fans, the fans who pay tickets to show up to the game deserve to express those emotions and be heard, because ultimately this is who we're putting on the show for. How that relates to my old teammates specifically, you know, I just think I'll probably leave it at that general statement for right now until I'm a little more prepared.
Fair enough.
Now, you mentioned you like watching DeGrom. What other pitchers do you enjoy watching? That if you after a Yankee game, you're home and you know this guy's pitching, you're tuning in. Who do you like to watch?
I like to watch Kershaw. Dodgers are always, on. West Coast is on late. Giants, I did watch a lot of the Giants too, obviously with Brandon being there, but some of their horses from back in the day are kind of retired, actually fully retired at this point. Other guys that I like to keep up with, friends, JV, Scherzer. Always going to watch Max go, because you just know he's going to bring it. Good stories to root for, like, Corbin, he's had some magnificent success, and same with Wheeler after facing some adversity. And I don't know, I was front and center too for Lester and Arrieta, unfortunately on the wrong end of that duo for a few years. So I'll always turn those two guys on, or at least stick it out.
Now, I know you're going to be more than an interested observer tonight. Your good buddy Jameson Taillon is pitching for the Yankees. How excited are you for him, and how do you think he's going to do?
Yeah, I'm really excited for him. I've been pretty fortunate to play with some people that have become good friends, and it's really, when you remove yourself from actually being on the team, it's pretty cool to see your friends pitching in the big leagues, just kind of in general. That's a pretty special thing. And then, with the culmination of everything that Jameson's had to overcome, it should be a pretty big night for him. I'm sure his emotions are all over the place most likely right now. I checked in with him earlier. He seemed pretty stoic, but, it's probably going to be a big game for him. I think he's going to pitch well. He's going to try to keep it simple, probably just attack the zone. Hopefully we can put some runs on the board a little bit, settle him in, or make some nice defensive plays like we did last night early to keep some runs off the board and the momentum and play a nice clean game. So I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Now, one final thing. Not only do I get to announce the games, I love watching baseball. I love watching great baseball. And the Yankees and the Mets are going to play six times. And I want to see Cole against DeGrom. As a great pitcher, would you rather avoid the guy who's not going to give up many runs, you're not going to get much offensive support? Or do you also relish that? Do you hope that that becomes a reality, Cole against DeGrom?
I think you just want to compete against the best, really. I mean, that's part of the beauty of the major leagues, is it's supposed to be the best people in the world playing the game. So, Jacob has just been absolutely magnificent for pretty much the entirety of his career. And even getting a late start, having to come through Tommy John through the minor leagues and some of the challenges he has had to overcome have been magical, certainly. So I think it's good for everything, and I may find myself on the bench maybe a little before two outs or one out with a runner on first base to catch a few live pitches of Jacob DeGrom, because I get free admission, and it should be pretty should be a pretty good pitching matchup. And I will say that I probably would rather it be here just so that, you know, I don't have to get buzzed by, you know, 101 from him, or have to put my nose in there to move the eight hole over to second base. That just doesn't seem quite ideal, but, you know, we'll get through it if we have to, that's for sure.
Garrett, great stuff yesterday. It was so much fun to watch, and I appreciate you coming on. We all do, and continued success.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks so much.
Have a good one.
Cheers.
You got it. That's Garrett Cole.
Hey.
So good stuff, boy. I get mesmerized when he's talking about pitching, because he's so, it's like listening to a professor that's at the highest level.
Well, it's not too often, not even just the pitching questions, but every question, you could tell how well thought out he wanted his answers to be.
Yeah.
Like, he really cares about what he's going to say. He thinks about what he's going to say. And I love that, because it's very genuine, because I think he understands that what he says is important. You know, and I thought he did. He gave a great answer to the Astros stuff without saying anything, but yet it was very thoughtful, because he understands that what he says is going to be paid attention to. And I love people that treat the interviews that way.
1-800-919-3776 is the number. The Michael K Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by GEICO. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing GEICO's been perfecting both for over 75 years. We'll come back. We'll take some phone calls. And also, Garrett mentioned something, and Peter mentioned it as well in his question, about the Astros being booed and jeered in Anaheim. And I got to tell you what, I respect the heck out of Dusty Baker. Didn't agree with what he said. We'll talk about that. Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.